to the mountain. Jesus replied, "Truly, I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done." Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. Big idea. The truth of the matter is, uncertainty and the reality of doubt is natural. The characters throughout the Bible reveal many seasons of doubt. Abraham doubted, and although Job never wavered in his faith, the Bible depicts that there was doubt all around him. However, Job's faith, amidst immeasurable pressure, proves that there comes a moment when we must put doubt aside and speak to the mountain with the authority and the power given to us as believers. God said that we all have the authority to speak to the mountain. Speak comes from the Greek word lego, which means to speak, say, affirm, command, or call by name. Doubt is the Greek word diokrino, meaning do not oppose, hesitate, judge, or be partial, waver, reject, or discredit. And so, although we understand that doubt is a natural feeling, we must affirm the truth of God's word. Let's pray. Lord, I desire the boldness and the faith to speak to any mountain that stands in my way. I trust that you are with me, and I desire to experience your power manifested in my life. As I speak to mountains in my life, release your power against anything that would stand in my way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, great mountain, move out of my way. Move out of my way. Yeah, 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 come on. Oh, great mountain, move out of my way. Move out of my way. Come on, come on. Oh, great mountain, move out of my way. Move out of my way. Look the mountain in the face and say, come on. Oh, great mountain, move out of my way.